Well, Stephanie, we're here at the Dallas Convention for NAMA, and you're our president this year. I guess the first thing I got to ask you is a real challenge that got thrown into your lap here is having Eldon leave. And I don't know if there's any plan yet for what the organization is going to do. Anything you can tell us about, you know, how NAMA is going to handle having this guy who's, what has it been, 16 years, I think, he's been leading us as a staff director?
Yeah, well, Chuck, as you mentioned, we did hear some interesting information with Eldon resigning to take another position. We hate to see him go, but we are excited about what he's done for our organization over the last 16 years. Working with the volunteer leaders, he's made a lot of progress, and our organization is a very strong organization, which has a good vision for the future. The NAMA Executive Committee has actually been working on a plan for transitioning as well as a search committee process, but our first priority the last 2-3 weeks has really been this agri-marketing conference. We've put all of our efforts as well as the staff time into making this a successful event, and we're excited about what we have here this week and what we'll bring to our members.
So we can just say, thanks, Eldon. Your timing is so great, you know. I'm joking. I think the organization of ones that I belong to has been one of the most well-run, and certainly with national-level leaders like yourself who are putting their time into it, we've got a really good base on which we can draw on to help us, you know, as we look towards who that next person will be. But moving beyond that, give me your thoughts early on here at this conference and how you think things are going.
Well, this is actually our 50th anniversary, Chuck. And one of the things that we look at with 50 years is that not only do we have a great past, but what are we going to be doing looking forward? And when you look at the program that we have designed this week, it's really brought to give marketers a chance to think and talk to different level people about issues that are happening in our industry and what we can learn from. So everything from how to work with your client, your agency, to what's going to happen with organics, to helpful tips from all kinds of marketing professionals. We really are here to learn more, get recognized for great success at things like Best of NAMA, and get a chance to meet and network with people.
We actually it's still going on, the chapter leaders workshop, and one of the guys we heard from, longtime NAMA member Frank Timberlake, and I think he made a real point about how important that recognition is, whether that's the awards or in other ways that NAMA offers people that opportunity through conferences like this.
Yeah, Frank hit it right on the nail whenever he said that we're amongst the elite in this group. And people that want to learn more about agri-marketing, people that are pros in agri-marketing, that want to have challenge and debate about their ideas and how to become better and even more effective marketers, really use this as a foundation to throw ideas around, to learn from, but also get recognized for that, from everything from our Best of NAMA Awards for outstanding print and public relations and radio and TV advertisements, to even things like our Agribusiness Leader of the Year Awards. We really want to recognize people who are doing well for two things. One, to give that person the recognition they deserve, and also to learn from. And that's probably the most important part to me as well.
So speaking of the Agribusiness Leader of the Year in particular, what do you think of this guy from Missouri who got this award?
I think Dale Ludwig is a great example of what leadership means. He's done a great job with the Missouri Soybean Association as well as the Missouri Soybean Merchandising Council to not only look at what the needs of Missouri farmers are today, but how to prepare for that future. So everything from working with tofu plants and working with new generation co-ops to working on the legislative front, he's done a really good job to set Missouri farmers up for what's coming down the pipeline.
So have you ever had a chance to meet Dale before? I'm just curious.
Chuck, Dale is actually one of my mentors and a former boss, and I'm very proud of him for this award. I couldn't go to a better guy.
Yeah, as a Missourian, I can't agree with what you said more. I had to bring up that fact because I knew that you had done some work there before in your career. Well, let's see. Looking at and I know it's kind of early, and we're just really, this is the day when things really fire up, so to speak, with student competition and the awards and the trade show opens. Anything about the program this year, you just maybe point out a couple of highlights that have caught your eye as it's been put together. I think Barry Nelson is the conference chairperson. And it looks like he's done an outstanding job to me.
Yeah, we're excited about it. Whenever you look at the program and being in Texas and thinking big in Texas, I think the program really sets us up to do that. We've got the Wizard of Ads coming in to give us some unique insights into what he sees in the marketplace and what we can learn from there. There's some great panel discussions that I think we're going to be able to gain a lot out of. And again, everything from talking about client agency relationships to even organics. The program's diverse, but it also will deliver some quality speakers for a lot of people.
Speaking as a professional that's come to these meetings for longer than I am willing to admit in this interview, one of the things that I've always thought is just fascinating is our involvement with youth, especially through the student chapters. And it looks to me, having just wandered through there a few minutes ago, like we got a lot of students here again and quite a few chapters competing. How's the competition factor looking with students this year?
I think one of the great parts about NAMA is our student involvement. We actually have chapters, more than 30 chapters with universities all around the country. We have a large group of those that come here to this conference with more than 400 students that actually attend. Their goal in attending is a couple of things. One is to present a marketing plan and talk about getting a chance to look at some really top-notch marketing plans. The students have us beat as professionals a lot of times. They've got great plans and great energy whenever they present those plans. The other thing that having the students here does is it adds an extra enthusiasm to the professionals. You see people with energy and looking for new jobs and looking for to take the world by the tail and really get out and get active. And that adds a lot of enthusiasm to the whole conference. And they're a great part of our current conference. And more exciting than that is the future that they'll bring to our organization as well.
Well, I guess last question I'll ask you is, as the president, long time involved in your career with NAMA, what would you say to somebody who has not decided to join about what this has meant, your involvement to your career, to be involved in NAMA?
I think the thing that NAMA gives you is three things, really. The first one of those is a chance to learn more. I think the programs we have and the quality of speakers and the ways that you can interact to learn more about how to market is something you can't get anywhere else. So that's one of the reasons. The second reason is the leadership opportunities. A lot of us work in either small companies or large companies where you may not get a chance to lead a group of people, contribute as a committee, develop your own program, and really have something to own and hold on to. So whether it's your chapter level or at the national level, leadership opportunities is another thing that NAMA really brings. The final one of those is networking. Chuck, you and I have known each other for a long time and had a lot of conversations together at different places. But this group of networks can help you find jobs, find employees, learn from each other, and really becomes a great interaction place to have to help your career, but also your personal growth.
I couldn't agree with you more, Stephanie, and congratulations on your year as president here of NAMA, a great conference kicking off here in Dallas. And we'll look forward to seeing how things go over the next couple days. I'm sure it'll be wonderful as usual.